Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I've got Guy Bowerman here.
Hello.
And you're going to talk about the LAMP stack.
Yep.
That's a little surprising, because this is Microsoft Azure Friday. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about LAMP?
LAMP runs really well on Azure, and it's very easy to deploy on Azure. Linux as a whole is very popular. Around 20% of our VM deployments, our IaaS deployments, are on Linux in Azure.
Wow.
So it's a really good environment, which I hope to show you to use LAMP.
So LAMP, that's Linux, Apache,
MySQL, PHP. Although it basically represents a web services stack, and those components are interchangeable. So instead of MySQL, you could have MariaDB or SQL Server. Mm-hmm. Instead of Linux, you could have Windows, Mac OS. So you've got a really it's part of the beauty of it. It's an interchangeable stack, but it's also interchangeable standards. So it's very standardized. So you can get prepackaged solutions built on different types of LAMP stacks. LAMP typically it refers to the generic term of these interchangeable solution, but it's also specifically Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP.
Right, and sometimes I've heard things people say WAMP, or they make funny acronyms, but WIMP, it is about the composability, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
So surely we don't make it easy on Azure. I can't just go file new LAMP, can I?
You know, that's actually what I thought when I first started looking into LAMP on Azure. I thought, it's going to take me ages to learn. It's going to be really complicated. You can install it really with a single command line. Mm-hmm. That was before 2 weeks ago. We announced in October that we've got packages available, so you can just launch a VM and your LAMP stack is running. So it got even easier.
Okay, so we're in the Azure portal here. What do we do? How do we bring in a LAMP VM?
Okay, so if you like, I can show you. In a way, you could either launch a prepackaged VM image, but if you want more control over it, you could install the components separately. So if you like, I can show you both.
Maybe show me the catalog, and then we'll go and we'll do it manually.
Okay, I'll start with the catalog then. So I'm just going to, this is the new portal, by the way, and I'm just going to type new. I'll click on everything.
And everything really does mean everything. There's a lot of choices.
Exactly, yes. I don't know what I want, but I know I want LAMP, so I'll just type in LAMP. And here, there's a large array of choices.
Oh, wow.
There's some direct LAMP stack images, or there are also some solutions built on top of the LAMP stack available.
We've got a lot of really great VMs from our friends at Bitnami and other partners.
Exactly,
putting
together these things. And these are really nice images, too. So I'm going to just click on the first one, which is the LAMP stack 5.6. It's built on Ubuntu 14.04. So it's got MySQL, Apache, PHP built in and configured. Mm-hmm. So I can just click on create for this, and then I can enter a host name, enter a username, and then for this I'll need to put in a public key. So I'll just go find my window where I've got this. It's here. Oops, sorry about this.
I'll tab a couple more times. There it is.
Yep. So I'll copy this.
All right.
Let's see. Just make sure I've copied it. So this is a public key I created with PuttyGen just to make it easy to log on.
Okay.
And then my resource group, which really just represents a logical set of applications with a similar life cycle. Mm-hmm. I created a resource group already for this, and I'm going to change the location. I was in Europe last week. That's probably why it's defaulting to North Europe.
Alrighty.
And then I can just go ahead and create. And that's it. That's all I really need to do. And my image is now creating. Linux image, it just takes a few minutes to create.
And then you made one earlier that
has
a little bit less, in fact, right? And we could go and install LAMP on that if we wanted to.
Yeah. So. And also, I can go in and show you what this one looks like, or should I do that afterwards?
That's fine.
So I can go into this one, for example, which is one that I just basically did the same thing, and it's already running. One thing that's worth pointing out is, since I want a web server, I actually already created an endpoint. So I added 80 as an endpoint. That's something that's easy to forget.
So just remembering to punch that hole and say, I need port 80 publicly to go to Apache.
Exactly, yes.
And in this case, we can see Apache is running on a private port of 80.
Yeah, so in this case, because it's a demo, I just I'm running Apache on port 80, the public port is 80. Obviously, you could obfuscate that or, you know, make it more secure, change those ports around. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm doing in this case. And then I'll go to, I'll run.
And while you're doing that, one of the things that I think is really interesting is that you can't look at a virtual machine in the Azure portal and tell if it's Windows or Linux, in the sense of they are treated in the same respect. They have the same IOPS, they have the same things, the same tools for CPU, being able to add features to them, and scale them up, scale them down. VMs are VMs.
Right.
So you've come out to PuTTY here, and you're logging into that now.
So I'm logging into this VM, This is what I see when I log in. There's a folder for apps. There's a folder called stack. So if I cd to this stack folder and look in, there's a control script, which is the basic control for the LAMP stack as configured by Bitnami. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to run this script just to see what's going on. And it says Apache, MySQL, PHP, it's all running. Mm-hmm. So then I should be able to just go to this, the IP address for this machine. So why don't I do that? So I will, from this machine, I will scroll up, go into settings, properties, and I'll just copy the IP address for now. Actually, I can just use the domain name.
Alrighty.
So then I will, I'll go to...
Go ahead and hit F11.
Oh yeah, so I'll just open a new window. Go here. And there it is, there's the web server, it's already running. And what's nice is that even if I haven't really done any configuration, but there's various links I can go to now to configure it. And there's readmes, so I can set up. So what I love about this is the learning curve is very smooth. If you've not done this before, if you know what you're doing, great, go configure it, set it up. But if you don't, then it's really easy to get started.
Bitnami makes it really nice. They give you that home page, the ability to go right into PHP MyAdmin and set these things up.
Exactly, yeah. So you mentioned, what if we wanted to set this up manually? You know, you've got specific versions you want to install in specific places. So I'm going to copy a command which... this is just a command to install the LAMP stack for Ubuntu. So I will go, I think if I check my console, I'll go back to the home page.
And you're going to PuTTY into another one that has less installed, right, and get that set up?
Exactly, yeah. So I've got a machine here called, I'm just calling it LAMP Pre because I haven't done anything to it yet. If I look at the endpoints, I will need to go create this endpoint, you know, if I was going to actually use this today. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to, I'll come out of this login.
All right.
And I'll go connect to this. And the reason I'm using PuTTY, I've already got like
there's your
authentication.
Your keys.
I've got my private key already loaded in, so it makes it it's secure, but it's very easy for me to log in, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So I'll go connect to that. And from here, I've already done an apt-get update to just make sure that the latest software is available.
Okay.
So then I can just run this command and off it goes.
Right, and this is apt-get. So then you're going to go off and do that. So you can start from whatever stack you want. And the other thing that's nice about this is that you could then, I like to say, freeze dry the virtual machine. You could run WA agent on it and set it up with Guy's LAMP stack your way.
That's right. Even if I add data disks, suppose I want to improve performance, I want to set up RAID, add data disk. I can even capture the whole image with data disks and save it, which is really nice.
Yeah, I set up a LAMP stack, and I've got my PHP database that runs my newsletter, and I didn't like the performance because it was on a very small VM. I made a data disk. I moved all my SQL over onto the D drive, the separate mount point, and things got a lot nicer. It was very, very easy to do.
Nice, yeah.
And didn't change pricing, in fact. Adding that additional disk doesn't cost you anymore.
That's true, yeah. Just paying for data, yeah.
Yep.
Or, you know, you could set up load balancing, for example, at the web layer, at the MySQL layer. I mean, you've got a lot of options there. So.
Yeah, you do. All the traffic manager things, setting up the load balancing works. On my blog, if you search for, if you go in Google with Bing for setting up a Linux web farm in Azure, I've got the command lines that would let you go and fire these things up, just like you've shown, set up the endpoints, and get it all load balanced, and you could make five Linux machines all running PHP, all talking to each other.
Oh, actually, I want to go there and try that.
That makes me very happy. So we're making all sorts of great stuff here with the LAMP stack on Azure Friday.